You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer. 1. You hear a boy talking about a road accident he was in.
You bet I was angry. I won't be able to ride again until my arm's better. The thing is, I'm a very safe cyclist, and I always pay attention to what's happening on the road. You can't rely on luck to get around safely. It was raining quite heavily, and I was riding along when this car drove past me and turned left right in front of me. He didn't see me. Anyway, I braked, but I couldn't stop completely. I hit the side of the car and I landed on the pavement. I was furious. At least the driver apologised, which was the least he could do in the circumstances.
Two. You hear two friends talking about a clothes shop.
Have you tried that new clothes shop yet?
Which one? The one next to the chemist?
No, the one opposite, Typhoon.
Oh, yes. I was in there last week. I think you'd like it. The clothes are okay, very fashionable and not too expensive. The music's a bit loud for my taste, but I know you don't mind that. They play your kind of stuff. The only thing that might put you off is the staff. You know the kind. They think they know everything and are a bit too keen to make comments.
I can put up with that if the price is right. Let's have a look.
Three. You hear a girl talking about how she broke her tooth.
It was just unfortunate, really, but it could have been worse. We were all sitting down to have our meal. My younger brothers were messing around as usual, but none of us minded because we were all hungry and happy to be finally having dinner after a hard day at school and college. Anyway, I was halfway through my meal when I heard a crack and felt a sharp pain in my mouth. I'd accidentally bitten into something hard, a chicken bone it must have been, and broken my tooth. Anyway, I made a call to the emergency dentist and he fixed it straight away. Now it's as good as new.
Four. You hear a man and a woman talking on the radio.
I love it up here in this treehouse.
Just to let our listeners know, we're actually about 15 metres above the ground now, but it feels higher.
Yes, it's a bit scary at first, but you quickly get used to it. I come here to chill out. That's the trouble with life today. Technology's amazing, and there's never a dull moment in our lives because we're constantly connected, but you never get the chance to disconnect and chill out, unless you really make the effort, like I did when I built this place.
Well, it's wonderful. I have a lot of respect for anyone who can build things. I'm terrible at stuff like that.
Five. You hear a woman talking about a skiing accident she had.
I'm a pretty skillful skier and I'm aware of the risks, so I seldom take any foolish chances when I'm on the slopes. I do like to push myself, though, to get better and go on to that next stage. I guess that's what happened. I thought I was ready to try this steep slope. My instructor wasn't so sure, though, and it proved too fast for me. I lost control and had quite a bad fall just as I was reaching the end. Luckily, they have great facilities there and they fixed my leg up, but it's going to be about 6 months before I can ski again.
Six. You hear a boy and a girl talking about a trip on a boat.
Oh, well, I really enjoyed that. Should we do it again next week?
I don't want to have a quarrel with you about this, Becky, but no, it was boring and I'm soaking wet.
Oh, come on. You decided you weren't going to enjoy yourself even before we started.
No, I didn't. I was perfectly willing to give it a try. After all, it was only £2 each.
Exactly. Cheap and fun. What was wrong with it?
I told you, it was boring. I thought I'd never see dry land again.
It was only half an hour.
It felt like much more than that.
You were scared, weren't you? Can you actually swim?
Yes, I can.
Seven. You hear a girl talking on the phone to her father.
Hi, Dad, it's Marie. No, nothing's happened. I'm fine. I'm waiting for the bus outside school. It's late. No, I'm not coming home until later this evening because I'm supposed to be meeting Jenny at the swimming pool at 6. The thing is, I'm going to be late and she's not answering her phone. I think her battery must be dead. That's why I'm calling. Do you think you could come and get me and give me a lift to town? It's the only way I'll get there on time. I know, but I can't afford a taxi. Oh, thanks, Dad. That's great.
Eight. You hear a boy and a girl talking in a cafe.
This is good coffee. How's your milkshake?
Okay, I guess. I've had better. And to be honest, I'd usually expect a bigger glass for the price.
Well, my coffee is excellent. But you're right, it's not the cheapest place in town.
It's nicely decorated, though. I love the posters.
Yes, it must have cost a fortune to get it looking like this. I can't say it's really to my taste, though. Pink walls, really?
At least you're enjoying your coffee. I don't think I'm even going to finish this milkshake.
Ask the waitress if you can change it. She seemed nice. She gave us a nice welcome.
Okay, I will.